South Sudan is seeing a continuing worsening of the displacement environment. You now have more than 2.25 million people are displaced. That's 730,000 people as refugees, about 1.5 million people internally displaced. At the same time, it's also host to about 250,000 Sudanese refugees. So there is enormous strains on the civilian population in this country. And yes, we're seeing recent uptick in violence too, causing additional displacement just over the last weeks.
Into the bush where you can't reach, so aid is not getting through. How difficult is the task at the moment? Do you actually know the full scale of the problem?
Insecurity and some of the physical difficulties of getting to places are part of what we have to contend with in South Sudan. Traditionally, we've had problems reaching people during the rainy season. Now, that's upon us this year. In addition, you have many people recently displaced going into swamplands, into difficult areas. That, coupled with the enormous volatility inside the country, makes it an extraordinarily complex situation in which to get help to people. You have to add to that, too, that the funding available for South Sudan now is now catastrophically low. 13% is way below what's needed. It means that we have no choice but to focus on purely life-saving and other priorities.
Meanwhile, chronic problems get worse and worse until they become acute. Let's talk about the refugees and the people who are fleeing the violence. 90% are women and children. And where are they going to? Ethiopia is hosting most of them, isn't it?
Ethiopia, Sudan, Uganda, Kenya, most of the surrounding countries, I should say, are seeing refugees arriving from South Sudan. Extraordinarily, they're continuing to keep their borders open to these continuing arrivals every day, and that's absolutely vitally needed. But for that region too, these countries, take Ethiopia, take Kenya, these countries are already hosting large other refugee populations. They do need help.
And what do the refugee populations need, in particular children perhaps? What do they need most of all?
Well, the tragedy with children here is that when funding gets this low, then a lot of the normal activities of trying to help refugees just simply can't be afforded. So children don't go to school, they don't get enrolled. Adolescent children don't go to school. I think only 15% of adolescent children are in fact enrolled in schools. So this has an effect on families, on family structure, on the future lives of children. So it's really a critical situation. And at this anniversary, South Sudan's situation, as far as all these displaced people are concerned, is sorrier than ever. It really is not getting better. The vital access and help that's needed is not arriving sufficiently.